Welcome to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. I'm J.P. Shadrick. Today is Tuesday, May 31st, and this is our weekly look at news and people around the Jaguars organization. This week, a look at the Jaguars in London. I recently had a chance to sit down with the Jaguars' Senior Vice President of International Development, Hussein Naki. We'll get the latest on his still relatively new position with the organization, what events are coming up in the United Kingdom, and how the Jaguars' footprint continues to grow there. But first, some headlines from around the Jaguars organization. Week 2 of organized team activities gets underway today. The Jags come off the Memorial Day weekend with practices today, Thursday, and Friday of this week. There's a lot of focus on the defensive side of the ball, of course, because of all the new faces. But there are also some familiar names getting some work in different positions. Linebacker Dan Scuda and Leo defensive end Ryan Davis are working with different position groups so far in OTAs. Scuda is mixing in with the rush ends from time to time, and Davis is getting work with the linebackers, and they're alternating back and forth. This has been dubbed the Lotto position, a mix between Leo and Otto. Whatever the name is, Ryan Davis, an undrafted player in 2012 out of Bethune-Cookman, is game for the challenge presented to him from defensive coordinator Todd Wash.
I love it, man. You know, Wash talked to me. We had this talk a few times. He said linebacker was definitely a good fit for me in this defense. And then also I had, you know, the pass rush skill set, which we can still utilize. And it gives us an extra pass rush on the field also in certain situations. So this move is great. You know, I have no complaints, and I'm definitely up for the challenge.
On the offensive side, it's a big offseason for Marquise Lee. The third-year receiver practiced all 3 days last week in OTAs for the first time in his career. And Thursday, after practice, head coach Gus Bradley said he can see a difference in the approach from the albino Tiger.
You know, the way he's working, too. You know, he's just like what we had asked him to do. Now, you know, we have 4 days. Come back. Be smart over this time. But he is. You see him doing more things to take care of his body. I think he's starting to – that's the one thing with our receiving crew. I talked to Allen Robinson, too. He said he's learning his body more. You know, what it can handle, where he needs to do. He can, you know, detect things. So hopefully Marquise is in that same.
And finally.
Help yourself out.
Shod.
Must jam.
Stifler.
Cowboy.
Sofa. Golf.
Sega.
911.
Go London.
Zorro.
Good mesh. Look it in. There, that's it.
That's Jaguars offensive coordinator Greg Olsen, mic'd up last week at an OTA practice. Really cool, exclusive content. Check out his Jags Wired segment and the Jags Wired segment for defensive coordinator Todd Wash. They're both on the website right now, jaguars.com. Our guest this week on the J.P. Shadrick Podcast is Senior Vice President of International Development, Hussein Naki, in the house. What's up?
How are you? Great to be here.
Back in the States. Huh?
It is really nice to be back home. Although, you know, London is now home, but it is good to be back and good to see some sunshine and see the beach.
So there's no sunshine or beach in London, is what you're saying?
Well, there is plenty of sunshine actually of late. I've been really pleasantly surprised. It's been nice. Although, you know, London's one of those towns, not too unlike Jacksonville, in that you can experience many different seasons in one day. There was a day last week where it started out bright sun, and then by about 10 o'clock it was sleeting, then it changed to snow, then it rained, and then it was sun by the end of the evening, and that was all in about 12 hours. So I was telling somebody earlier today, I take my sunglasses and umbrella everywhere. I'm known in this office at least for wearing my sunglasses on my shirt that annoys people, but certainly over there, it comes in handy, and sometimes it's just mind over matter. I wear sunglasses even when it's cloudy just because.
Just to mix it up.
That's right.
You can.
Just to throw people off.
Welcome to England.
That's right.
If you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes.
Be the ugly American. That's right.
Are you settled yet? Have you moved in a place? Are you still in a
–
what's your situation personally?
Right? No, thank you. I have settled. So I moved over there in October. Okay. I've been over there a few times, obviously, before I made the plunge to move over. So I know the city a little bit. I live in Chiswick, which is sort of on the west side of London. Great little area. I moved there from Fulham. I really enjoy it. It's a cool town. Incredibly pricey. But particularly if you do the conversion from pounds to dollars, it's it can be mind-boggling sometimes. But certainly can't complain. It's one of the cultural epicenters of the world, and it's every bit of that. It's an amazing place.
Hussein Naki is with us. As your title, International Development Senior Vice President, what is your daily objective?
Well, you know, what makes it interesting is that there is no such thing as a daily objective for me, which is nice. It actually, there's a lot of different things we're trying to get accomplished. We're trying to, first and foremost, grow the brand and grow participation in American football. We're doing that through a variety of means. You and I can touch on that a little later. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to grow our partner base over there. We're trying to grow our commercial activity. But then, as many of your listeners know, Shad Khan owns Fulham Football Club, which is a championship-level club that we certainly have aspirations to get back into the Premier League. And, you know, we're constantly trying to figure out whether there are synergies that we can derive between the two clubs. And so I spend some time, as appropriate, kind of think about those things as well.
It's interesting because you told me, I think, when we were over in London last year, you have an office at NFL UK, at Fulham, and maybe at Wembley too. Is that accurate still, or where do you rotate your time, I guess, between the
Yeah, office? So it's primarily the NFL offices and Fulham. We have a great relationship with the FA, and Wembley Stadium is, as you can imagine, given the fact that is where we play our games and we'll continue to for the next several years. The NFL offices, I'm a little nomadic in there. They've been very, very generous with office space and accommodating us. They're unbelievably good partners for us. And Fulham, I'm in the attic, but enjoy it up there.
Hussein Naki is with us. The extension through, 2020, the Jags will play a game a season at Wembley. Has, over the last few years, as you've seen it, now that you've moved to London, has that helped the identity of the Jaguars there? Do people have a better understanding of what's going on now?
100%. You know, I think that's on both sides, obviously, right? I think both in Jacksonville and in London, I think people understand what the business strategy is, certainly. From a brand development perspective, we've gone, you know, it won't surprise anybody, before we started, we were, you know, 31st, 32nd in terms of notoriety and popularity, unsurprisingly, just given the dynamics of Jacksonville vis-a-vis London. And now we're the 10th most popular team over there in about 4 years. We have a database that is, you know, 55,000 people large and growing on a monthly basis. We've gotten our first couple of sponsors in the bank. And so, you know, it's been sort of slow and steady, but certainly the trajectory has been really, really positive. You know, if you look at the overall health of the game, there are about 6 million NFL fans, avid NFL fans, in the UK. You know, it's a growing fan base. Those games, 3 games, sell out in just a few weeks. So, it's really working. Certainly, both from an NFL perspective and from a Jaguars perspective.
We'll get to the week coming up this year in London a little bit later, but let's talk about some of the efforts to grow the game over in the UK. The Jag Tag portion of this. We've heard about this over here because we know about touch football and all this, but what is Jag Tag? What does that mean?
Yeah.
I mean, all the folks in the UK are starting to understand what that is, but it's something you guys developed, right?
It is. No, it's there's all sorts of participation elements to what the NFL does over here, obviously, given their, whether it's flag football, play 60, in sort of the younger age groups, and the efforts to grow the game from a participation perspective here in the States. We're modeling that in a lot of ways over in the UK. Back in August of last year, we, on a gander, tried to come up with sort of a modified flag football to touch football kind of concept where, you know, people who have never been exposed to the game, we literally just sort of took over a park in London and had these passersby randomly come over. We had a couple thousand people engage in American football, and you know, we were like, you know, this probably has some legs to it. So let's take it to some grade schools. So in January we took it to 2 grade schools. It's now in 4 in a pretty short amount of time. We have about 600 kids every week playing American football. We had Michael Bennett really generously come over last week during the draft.
That's right.
To announce our draft pick. He was actually the draft pick announced in London last year. Mm-hmm. Great guy. What an unbelievable ambassador for the Jaguars over there. despite his Twitter snafu. But we'll leave that for another day.
Yeah, we'll leave that one alone.
But no, he got some fair ribbing over there as well. I'm not speaking out of school, but it's a good way, I think, to develop the game. Yeah, there hasn't been a whole lot of exposure, you know, sort of at the grade school level to American football, and a lot of these kids, because of a variety of reasons, you know, they come from some tougher backgrounds and may not otherwise have the opportunity to engage at Wembley, certainly, and may not have any exposure to American football. So this is a way of getting them to play with this goofy-looking oblong ball that they've never seen before. And we've seen some really, really cool sort of personal stories out of it. We've had we're the only after-school program, for instance, where girls have opted to play alongside with the boys. They're all available as on a co-ed basis, but we're the only sport where the girls have actually engaged with the boys. There are a number of stories where we've had some kids who've experienced bullying who've never engaged in after-school program or even school for that matter because they've just been sort of jaded by that experience. Mm-hmm. And are now engaged in school and after-school activities because of American football in a pretty short amount of time. And those are really gratifying wins for us as a sport, on a personal basis. You know, those are the things that really matter, of course. And so we're looking to do well by doing good, you know. And I think that's starting to pay some dividends.
Hussein Naki is with us, Senior VP of International Development for the Jaguars in the States from the U.K., you're coming up in July. There is a coaching clinic and a camp for players in the UK. This sounds like a little more involved than just the JAG tag and all that. That sounds like a lot going into that event.
Yeah. So the JAG tag group, that cohort is really kind of the 11 to 16 mm-hmm. age group. The next group that we're looking to kind of develop and improve the play of are university level players. So there are about 4,000 people who play American football at the university level.
Really?
You wouldn't necessarily appreciate that over there or from here, and which is pretty amazing. And the level of play obviously is not what it is over here just because they haven't been playing it as long, obviously, and the coaching is not as sophisticated perhaps as it is over here. So we have a number of our Jaguars coaches going over for a 3-day all-inclusive clinic for about 200 university level players, both from the UK and from mainland Europe, who are coming over to a university in central England, and for 3 days they'll be coached by Jags coaches, supplemented by some UK and mainland Europe coaches, and then on day four there'll be an all day coaching clinic where our coaches have taken the time to coach coaches in the UK, and we have. It's open to about 200 slots, like I said. Mm-hmm. We've had about 900 people sign up so far on the playing side, and about 600 sign up on the coaching side for 200 slots.
So, well, how are you going to narrow that down? I'm not good at math, but
there's certainly it's a good problem to have in a lot of ways, right? It's we have the luxury of being able to hopefully expand the program. Then, you know, if that means that there's that kind of demand. Look, we're going to have to make some tough choices. Some of it is just going to be pure luck. Some of it is going to be based on people we sort of are able to assess. We think makes some sense to be there. So, obviously it's going to be there are going to be some people who are a little bummed out, but that doesn't mean that we can't expand this thing and hopefully maybe do it one or two more times a year.
And then finally, coming up in the fall, I guess after the Jaguars week in London, a little bit after that, there's a huge event that's going to begin that I don't think anybody's heard about until right now. You're going to break some news right here on the JP Shadrick podcast, Hussein.
Breaking in caps, indeed. That's breaking,
awesome.
Colon.
Let's do it.
Yeah, no, so we're going to do a national 7-on-7 tournament.
In the UK.
It's called the Jaguars 7 Cup. And what the concept there is to have kind of four regional tournaments of 16 teams each, the 7-on-7 flag tournament, and then the finals in London. So the exact sites probably won't be announced for a little bit, but the concept is that we would have a location in Edinburgh, Scotland. We'd have a location in kind of Manchester, Newcastle area, mm-hmm. so in the north of England, in Birmingham in the Midlands, and then a regional in London and the final in London as well. That'll be sort of October, November time period. Unfortunately, ideally, we would love to have been able to line it up with our game, but the timing this year just wouldn't work out because a lot of kids will be coming back into school, September time period, so wouldn't be able to pull that off. But we're really excited about that. It's the first time it's ever been done, and we'll play for a cup that hopefully is as big as some human body, and have that be passed around and go from there.
That sounds like a pretty fun event coming up.
I hope so. I hope so. Yeah. No, it's I'll give a shout out to Bertie Graham, who's a colleague of mine. We're sort of a two-man band along with Fast Track, which is an unbelievable agency of ours who've been really, really great partners of us. And so, the three of us and a guy by the name of Ryan Moore, who, again, is an amazing ambassador for the Jags over there, or over here, I should say, by the time I get back. It's been really great, and we'll be able to turn some heads, hopefully, and have a lot of fun in the process.
All right, let's finish up with game week. Week 4 of the National Football League, the Jaguars and the Indianapolis Colts at Wembley Stadium, London. The Jaguars' fourth consecutive year playing a game. They're coming off a win last year over the Buffalo Bills. But it's not just the game. It's all the stuff the week leading up to the game. The league puts on a huge party atmosphere each of these game weeks, now 3 game weeks in London again this year. So, in the past, it's been Trafalgar Square. It's been the parking lot, or it's been Regent Street. Which one is the Saturday big fan rally this year for the
Jags? Yeah, so we'll have Regent Street again this year. You were gracious enough to MC a lot of it last year, so you have an appreciation for just how big that is. It's about 600,000 people.
Hugh, am I going to get fired from that, or am I back on
that? That may be above my pay grade. I'd love to have you back, but awesome. No, okay. It'd be... We'd love to replicate that as always.
But it's huge. I mean, and it's an unbelievable scene because it's the entire street is a pedestrian walkway from Piccadilly Circus to Oxford Circus, and if you've ever been there, it's one big shopping road closed down for the NFL's use only.
Yeah, no, it's obviously it's a reflection of a lot of things. A reflection of a lot of hard work from the NFL. A reflection of the great partnership with the City of London. Obviously, the fact that they've embraced the NFL, it's a huge priority for the city, and speaks very, very positively for the game. It's a great way of getting people exposed. Shouldn't kid ourselves. A lot of those people are just sort of fumbling upon the, to use a football analogy. Yeah, you see what I did there? Fumbling upon on the street there, and so they're sort of wondering what the heck is going on here. But there's obviously a lot of people for whom it's a real destination. I would certainly encourage you to come out. We've actually just have a new retail partner in market. We'll have some really great Jags merchandise there that people may not otherwise have access to in a lot of other contexts. So both at hopefully at Wembley pregame plus Regent Street, we should be able to have some pretty interesting product that many of our fans over there may not have access to otherwise. So we're very excited about that. And otherwise, it's a good way to go out and see. Gus is probably going to be there. I would imagine a number of players will be there. Dave, obviously, you have a groupie following in your own right, I know.
You're
selling yourself short. I hear the shrills when you walk by, believe me. we'll see what kind of damage you're able to do in London as well this year. Yeah. But it'll be fun. It'll be a great time. Encourage everybody to come out.
Hussein Naki, Senior VP of International Development, will look forward to the trip to London again this year, week 4 early. Maybe the weather will be a little nicer this year, first off, and then maybe the result will be just the same as last year, second off, with a W. And, hey, we're excited about all these events coming up in the UK. There's a lot happening, and the Jaguars' footprint continues to grow there, and you're a major part of that. So thank you for your time, man. It's good to see you.
Thank you. No, it'll be an exciting season. Obviously, an unbelievably good draft, and obviously we have a great base, and really thrilled to see what Gus can do with this.
Appreciate it, Hussein.
Awesome. Thank you.
Coming up this week, the entry deadline for the Small Business Breakthrough powered by Web.com. It's today, May 31st. Businesses from North and Central Florida and South Georgia have the chance to step into the cage and win a comprehensive NFL sponsorship with the Jags and a complete digital makeover from web.com. And that package is valued at over $250,000. Last year, more than 350 businesses entered. And last year's winner, Modiston Sunglasses, doubled their monthly sales, quintupled their online sales. To enter, visit BigStageBigResults.com. Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley is hosting a coaches clinic coming up Thursday at Everbank Field. It's open to area high school coaches and staffs. For more information, visit Jaguars.com/clinic. This Saturday, Erica Wilson, Alan Hearn's mother, is hosting Stepping Into 88 Blessings. That's Saturday, June 4th. It will honor 88 women dealing with life challenges or women who have overcome them, a black tie event at the Salem Center. That's 7235 Bonneval Road in Jacksonville. For tickets, visit 88blessings.com. And finally, the Jaguars Golf Classic is coming up next Wednesday, June 8th, at Jacksonville Golf and Country Club. Foursomes are sold out, but we will have live coverage from the tournament with Jaguars.com Live, including special guests. So check us out next week. Jaguars.com Live tomorrow at 12:30 on location. Stay locked into Jaguars.com and social media for where you can come say hello to us tomorrow. Jaguars Thursday Radio, Thursday night at 6 o'clock on 1010XL Radio in Jacksonville as well. Our thanks to Jaguars Senior Vice President of International Development, Hussein Naki. And as always, a special thanks to Jaguars Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato. Thanks to you for listening. I'm JP Shadrick, and we'll talk to you next week on the JP Shadrick Podcast.